Radio Now, Tilly Akeen with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out this morning. Miley Cyrus, not one to shy away from controversy.
No.
But she's continues to stir the spot. She had an Instagram post and just sent the internet in a frenzy, and they all just went off. What was she talking about?
Okay, so she posted a photo, and she said, and it's like a hands on what would look like your little clam friend. Okay, let's just call it that.
Okay.
It's like not actually that, but it's like.
It's a representation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so she posted that with the caption, virginity is a social construct.
Okay.
That is like a loaded phrase. So let's try to unpack this.
All right, first
virginity is a social construct. Go ahead.
First of all, she's using too many big words that I don't understand.
Yes, I was going to say, can we define that word?
So, what?
Well, like, what?
Social construct. So social construct is something that has been totally constructed by our society. So
it's a made-up thing.
It being a norm.
Okay.
That, you know, women shave their armpits. That's a social construct because, I mean, the cavemen naturally...
We're just hairy.
Like, the only reason why we started to do it was because, like, women were told they should do it.
Oh.
Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like a social construct is something that was constructed by society that is now a norm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot to this. So basically, I mean, the comment section is what went crazy because the post itself is not a, she didn't really say a lot.
No, that's literally all it says.
That's all it says. But then everybody in the comments went crazy saying, like, they had different takes on it, saying basically like she was shaming people for being a virgin. That's what one woman said in the comments talking about Miley Cyrus.
Okay, yes. And so one person commented and said, what? That's like saying puberty or menstruation is a social construct. They're physical things. They involve physical changes.
Yeah.
The strange stigmas people place on them are certainly, though, social constructs. But virginity itself is not. The value we place on it is.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Right. So I don't know if that's what she was trying to say. But I also don't think that there's a problem with putting value on virginity. And I know I might get, like, hate for this. I mean, and no, I am not a virgin. I'll just go ahead and say that now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
Sorry.
But I'm just not. And, like, and I'm okay that I'm not. I'm not, like, hurt that I'm not. I'm, like, not sad that I'm not. Like, I'm not.
Right.
Not sad. It's fine. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but... I do think there is some sort of value that comes with your virginity. Am I not wrong?
No, you're right. I feel like, you know, you shouldn't just, like, it should be the right time to do it with the right person. When you're ready, whenever you feel comfortable in the right situation, like, it shouldn't be taken from you.
Right.
You do it whenever you feel like it. And that could be at any age.
Right.
And then I think we just saw a study that showed, like, the average of people are losing it at, like, 17.
Right.
And so, like, teenagers will feel pressure, like, oh, I haven't lost it yet. Now you're getting older and older. But it's really, like, based on your own timeline, your own life, you choose what you want to do with
1,000%. And I think, too, it's, like, the only reason why I say that, I'm not going to – I would never be one to, like, slut-shame someone or judge them based on that, their flipping pancakes activity.
Right.
But I just think that for me personally – I was way too young when I lost my virginity, and I regret it. I regret when I did it.
Okay.
And that's the only reason why I think there's value to it. And I think a lot of times in our society nowadays, it's just thrown around like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal, especially for your very first time, and especially when you start to, you know, be actively flipping pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a big deal, making that decision. So, like, I don't think that it's really a social construct. I do think that, you know, there is some stigmas placed on it. Like, I don't think people should be judged. But, like, I think that I just want people to know that, like, when I lost it, looking back, I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, okay.
I should have waited longer.
I feel the same way, too, because, yeah, like, it was, like, my high school girlfriend.
Yep, same.
And, like, I was like, nah, I probably
should have waited.
Yeah, for somebody who's more, worthy
special.
Of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
because absolutely.
That, obviously, that relationship didn't last after, you know, second period. 833-563-2539. Who we got on the phone?
DJ, what'd you want to say, man?
Hey, so I think there's two different points of view on this. So for a guy, it's not easy being a virgin because they'll get made fun of by the rest of the guys or the guys that aren't virgins. Where to if a female is not a virgin, she will get shamed for doing what human nature allows us to do.
I 1,000% agree. Like, I definitely think there is a double standard, but it swings both ways. I feel like it's a pendulum. Like, I feel like we talk about a lot the double standards with girls and slut shaming, which is so true. And it's so real. And it really is sad because I think girls get bullied more for it than maybe guys do for being virgins. But it still is looked down upon when you have, like, a guy. It's rougher for guys to be virgins than it is for girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, girls are like, you should be a virgin. Like, you should be
holding. Right, exactly. And then it's like, guys, it's like, why are you one?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'd be rougher, too, because, like, girls, they would typically... There would be other people that, like, oh, yeah, she sleeps around. So then, like, everyone knows. But, like, I feel like for a guy, they could just be like, yeah, like, my number's 10.
Right, they could just lie.
Yeah.
That's when you get the stories of, like, oh, yeah, like, on my summer vacation, you know? Yeah. And, like, they, like, hooked up with all these girls.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, I definitely think that's true. And I think both of them are wrong, obviously. But, like, I don't think slut shaming's right. But I also think that there should be a value placed on virginity. And, like, it kind of scares me just because in this whole culture of, like, women being empowered and, you know, not slut shaming, which I think is amazing, I'm just scared we're going to lose the value on virginity, which I don't think should be lost in all of this.
Did you see the episode of Family Guy where they talk about practicing abstinence?
No, I did not.
Well, that's where I learned to practice abstinence is from Family Guy.
I think you should be ashamed about that.
Not from Family Guy. 833-563-2539 is the number. We have Mallory on the phone. Mallory, what did you want to say?
I think that it's more double standards for girls because they get bullied more. With a guy, they can go out and hit it. It's woo-hoo, you know, they did great job. You got a score under your belt. Girls get picked on more for it.
Yeah, you get celebrated as a guy.
Yes, because I actually lost my virginity very late in my 20s, and I did it when my parents were downstairs watching TV in the living room, and me and my boyfriend at the time went upstairs and did the hanky-panky while they were downstairs watching TV.
That was the first time?
Yes, and they figured out that I had because my clothes were on backwards. And my sister goes, hey, Mallory, do you need condoms?
That is so cringeworthy. I hope my parents never say that word to me ever in my entire lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how obvious it was for them to figure out, oh, well, she got her cherry popped.
Oh, my dang. God. Well, thanks for the call, Mallory. That's a veteran move to go upstairs for a quickie with your parents in the house.
That is like a cringeworthy moment I hope to never experience in my entire life.
She should have just told your parents that she had just gotten out of the shower.
But if her hair was dry.
Oh. Maybe
she had the dry conditioners.
Yeah,
one of those things.
Hair dryer, right. Yeah.